This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate story of the day is drugs. Pharmaceuticals, more properly, yes. Target is selling its pharmacies and clinics to the drugstore chain CVS Health for almost $2 billion. The deal is going to put CVS's brand on Target's pharmacies and clinics, and the companies are going to become long-term partners as well. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at why Target might be doing this.
Target has made a name for itself as a cheap, chic retailer, but it's not exactly a go-to spot for stuff like cholesterol meds. Adam Fine is a pharmaceutical management consultant. He says a lot of consumers hesitate to use a pharmacy at a mass merchant.
Because they don't think of the place where they get their DVDs, their TVs, and their bed sheets as the place they should also get their prescriptions.
Retail analyst Ken Perkins with Morningstar says only about 5% of Target's customers were actually using its pharmacy.
So Target was basically operating that business near break-even.
And pharmacy is not an easy space in which to make a profit. So says Brian Kilcourse. He's a retail technology expert with RSR Research.
You have to be able to drive volume through the pharmacy to make that, let's call it the fixed cost part of your operation, makes sense.
Kilcourse says those big fixed costs include highly trained pharmacists. Analysts seem to think bringing CVS on board makes a lot of sense for Target. It'll give customers access to more generic drugs, a program for managing prescriptions, and access to high-priced specialty drugs, like one for treating hepatitis C. Adam Fine, the pharmaceutical consultant, says those specialty drugs are a big deal in the pharmacy world these days.
CVS is the largest dispenser of these specialty drugs and has a number of programs and services that Target just can't offer.
Fine says if customers can get those drugs and services at a CVS within Target, they might stick around and stock up on diapers and clothing. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.